Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the first edition of our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Dusty Donis joined by Shauna Remus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, you had a tough season last year coming back off of a 3-13 campaign, but a very young group. So you do have a lot of, you know, veterans, I guess you could say, but there's still some young veterans on this team. Peyton Remus as a sophomore will be back for you. Really, your leading returning scorer, Miley Brown, had a good year for you a year ago as well. Tatum Teachins Peters, just a lot of girls that got some experience for you last year that are coming back. What are your thoughts on how practices have gone and how you want to take that next step forward?
Yeah, it's a very, very competitive group. Like you mentioned, we're extremely young. You know, we've got 22 kids out and only 5 upperclassmen, so we've got a lot of youth still and a lot of learning to do, but it's definitely a brighter practice, because just in terms of last year, we were quarantined for almost the first 3 weeks and weren't able to play our first few games. And so just getting everybody in practice has been a bright spot, and the kids are working extremely hard and trying to fight for positions. So it's good to see.
When you look at some of the freshmen that are coming in, too, I know Addison Buckey had a great volleyball season for you, and she's probably expected to be on there for you on the basketball team as well. You talk about a young group, and I know you got a lot of freshmen that have some talent, right?
Yeah, and they're going to see time. I mean, you know, like you mentioned, we're extremely young again, and so the freshmen are going to have to grow up early, just like Miley and Peyton did last year. So, yeah, they're going to see some time, and we've got some sophomores, too, that are going to see the floor for, you know, at the varsity level for the first time. And so we'll see how they react. And, you know, we're going to expect them to come in and do their role. Everybody knows the role. But it should be exciting. You know, we're pretty athletic. So if we can put it all together, it could be a fun season.
You open the season with Concordia coming up on Friday night. This is always one of those rivalry matchups. Last year, you didn't actually get to play this game at the start of the season because, like you mentioned, that you're in quarantine, so you played them in February. But back on the first game of the season, when you look at Concordia this season, what stands out about their group?
Well, they lost a lot last year. You know, I think they had 4 or 5 seniors that graduated and had been playing since they were young. So they're going to be rebuilding, and so they're going to have a lot of youth, too. So we'll just, you know, do what we've been practicing for the last, you know, 13 practices or so. And we want to get after it defensively and make it difficult for them to get into their offensive sets. And so, you know, we'll just, it's interesting in the beginning of the year. You just really don't know, you know, but the kids definitely want to play somebody besides ourselves at this point and see what we need to work on.
Shauna Remus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for being with us again this week and looking forward to chatting Lady Trojan basketball with you all season. Best of luck as you get started Friday night.
All right. Thanks a lot.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats with the Beloit Trojans. We're joined now by Ryan Eiler, the head coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Coach, getting set to start this season, coming off a year where you're 5-13 a year ago, but you have virtually everybody back, at least your starters, and then you'll have Owen back after missing a lot of last year with an injury, Owen Eiler there. And just kind of looking at the way practices have gone, I know you haven't had a lot of them with your whole team there because football went so long, but what are you seeing so far early on in these first couple practices this week with everybody there?
Well, you know, we haven't practiced. We just had a couple of them with everybody there, and you know, football running the state championship kind of puts us behind. But you know, but that's a good thing. You know, no kid ever truly enjoys the first 2 weeks of practice in any sport anyway, because it's just kind of getting back into that shape. But it is going to put us behind. But, you know, having the guys there come on Monday and Tuesday already, the biggest thing I think that stands out is how much kids change within a year. And we were so young a year ago, and giving them another year just to grow physically and hopefully, you know, understand the game a little bit better, because a lot of them were thrown into a situation last year that they maybe weren't ready for, but we just didn't have any other options. So, you know, so far I've been pleased that they've worked hard since they've been in there, and you know, right now it's just trying to kind of cram in a, you know, something, you know, the stuff that we do to make sure that we're ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, ready to go Friday against the rival Concordia, and last year you didn't get to play this game at this time because of some COVID things that were going on, and so now you do have them back on your schedule as the first game of the season. Concordia, obviously, Coach Holmes and Cox over there are starting to build something up, obviously, and trying to get things rolling the right way. When you look at Concordia this season, what do you expect to see from them on Friday night?
Intensity. You know, we watched them play a couple times this summer, you know, after they lost some good seniors from a year ago. But the biggest thing is they play hard and they battle and defensively will get out after you. And, you know, that's one thing for me is how will our kids react to defensive pressure that may be a little bit quicker than what we've been used to in practice and stuff. And, you know, for us, especially early, you know, some of the things that plagued us a year ago was offense or was rebounding, and whether or not we're going to be able to limit other teams' offensive rebounds and then turnovers. Are we going to be able to take care of the ball? And right away, we're playing a team that has size and that plays defense. And so, you know, we'll see if we've made strides from a year ago right away.
We'll have much more to talk about once you can actually get into the flow of things here this season. Coach Ryan Eiler of the Beloit Trojans with us. We thank you for taking the time, Coach, and best of luck against Concordia on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
We'll have the game on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, and online video stream of the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com on Friday night. Girls pregame coverage will start at 5:50.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back on the locker room chats, and welcome to the first installment of the Osborne Bulldog locker room chats. We're joined by the head coach of the Lady Dogs, Trina Luters. Coach, getting set for another season, a very successful campaign a year ago where you went 17-5 and made it to the quarterfinals of the state tournament before falling out there at Jetmore against Hodgman County. You do lose one real senior that provided a lot for you in Callie Walters, but most of everybody is back for you, including your leading scorer, Trinity Luters and Gracie Reiner, who averaged double figures, and Taylor Elson and Ava Stoll were starters for you last year as well, and Brooke Befford off the bench. So a good core group coming back. What are your thoughts on the way practices have gone for this group so far and getting ready for this year?
Yes, we're very excited to be back on the court. Practices have begun great. The competition level is amazing this year. Of course, we, like you said, we're returning a lot of key players. You always miss your seniors, but it's been a nice transition of being able to fill in with people that were coming off the bench, and then that coupled with our other juniors and sophomores and our incoming freshman class has just made scrimmages and working things. It's been really competitive, and it's good to see the girls push each other every day in practice.
You know, we're talking about a group that we talk about that you have four returning starters, but all these girls have been playing since they were a very young age as well, so they have a lot of experience really coming back. How much do you see that in practices now compared to 2 years ago when you first started there?
Yeah, we could definitely feel it and see it. We made the comment that we feel like first day of practice didn't even feel like the first day of practice for this year. It just felt like we were just jumping right in where we left off. And, yeah, not only have a lot of these girls been playing since they were little, they put in the time. I know they put in the time this summer. We traveled and played summer ball together and picked up some NAYB games, and then the individual workouts that these girls are putting in. And I know those girls shooting as much as they can after practice on their own or in the mornings. And it's just tremendous to see the group effort and the commitment that they have to the successful season.
You get set to open the season with Southern Cloud coming up on Friday. It's a team that, you know, they've struggled at times, but they were 10-5 last year and picked up some nice wins. Just looking at Southern Cloud, what are some of the things that stand out about them as you get them on the schedule to start the season this year? You didn't get to play this game last year.
Right. We didn't get to play last year, and so we're excited to get to play this game. And I just feel like we're all ready to play. I'm sure Southern Cloud's the same way. We want to get out there and we want to see how things are going to be in a game like Speed. And, you know, you never want to come in and overlook anything. And so we're just going to come out and we're going to run our system and play ball like we've been playing and see what works for us and if what we need to focus on in the rest of the season.
Trina Luters, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we're looking forward to talking Lady Dog basketball with you all season. Best of luck as you open out on Friday night.
All right. Thank you very much.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, our first Osborne Boys Locker Room Chat with Jamie Walters, head coach of the Bulldogs. Coach, coming off of a year where you went 12-8 last season, just kind of looking back at the season and looking forward to this year, you have quite a bit back from that team a season ago. You do lose seniors Reagan Bales and Brandon Benford from last season's squad, but a good group, a solid core coming back. Grady Walters kind of led you last year under 13 points a game, and Doak Guttery really stepped in as a freshman and had a great season. So a good core coming back. What are your thoughts about the way practices are going for you and getting ready to start the season coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, as the year went on, I thought you're right. We got better, and we were, you know, I just think about that Stockton game. We, you know, they kind of manhandled us there in the middle of the season, and then there by the end we, you know, had a chance there against them in sub-state and weren't able to quite get her done. But yeah, been looking forward to this season. You know, like you say, we've got a lot back, and the kids are doing well in practice, and a lot of competitiveness going on, so it's been good.
I know Dayton Lance back as well after having a pretty good season for you. Rylan Klein did some good things for you a year ago, and then Mason, sure, Connor got hurt during football, so it'll be rough to not have him. But you do have some other guys coming in that might get some playing time for you. When you look at the team and getting ready for Friday night against Southern Cloud, what are some of the things that stand out, and what's your anticipation of how that'll go on Friday?
Oh, I always talk defense. That's starts at the defensive end, and talking and rotating and, you know, just being aggressive and, you know, having that competitive edge to you to, you know, kind of take the other team out of what they want to do. And, you know, and as far as offense goes, moving the ball and sharing it and, you know, getting second chance points. But I didn't think we did very well at that last year, and we've kind of put a little bit of an emphasis on it this year. So, yeah, that's kind of the things I'm looking forward to. And hopefully, you know, if we take care of those things, we should have a chance.
As far as Southern Cloud, what do you know about them, and what do you expect to see?
Oh, you know, here early, you know, we didn't get to play them last year, mm-hmm. So I think it was a COVID deal. And so, you know, I just worry about ourselves more than the opponent, mm-hmm. controlling what we can control. And, you know, if we do those things, we should at least have a chance to be in the game anyway.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, so we thank you for joining us, and best of luck as you open the season against Southern Cloud on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Patrick Miller. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back here on the locker room chats. Welcome to our first Smith Center locker room chats. Nick Lynn joining us, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, coming off of a state volleyball championship for a lot of the girls and getting now into the basketball season and getting ready for another year here. Last year you went 16-6. You do have quite a few players from that team back, as you didn't really have any seniors on the basketball floor a year ago. So as you've kind of seen these girls transition into basketball, what are you seeing in practices so far this season?
Well, I think the confidence level is pretty high. You know, it's the same work ethic as what they've had in volleyball, and that's kind of carried over. And I think we've made that separation between what we've accomplished in volleyball and as to what we're about to do or shoot for in basketball anyway. And the biggest thing is the work ethic is there. The kids appreciate each other. We have very few numbers out this year. I think 13 total players out. And so we're going to try to still manufacture a JV, full JV and varsity schedule if other teams are able to do that. And we're looking forward to it. Our kids are a little bit anxious about getting a game in. They're kind of tired of me right now in practice. And hopefully we'll get it going good come Friday night.
Just kind of looking at the group, you know, your returning leading scorer is Talon Rentschler at 16.5 and had 7 rebounds a game last year. And I know Miley Raby really stepped up for you as a sophomore last year on the basketball court, and Ashlyn Long continued to see her improvement. And Dakota Kattenberg really was a nice scorer for you as well last year. But you have just a good group, and I know we were talking off the air about, you know, a couple players off the bench, really 7 that could really start for you this year, right?
Well, you're right. And those girls you mentioned, they can all shoot, you know, and mm-hmm. The good thing about this year is now we have a few others like Gracie Kirkhoff and Gracie Parsons and Cameron, and all of them have stepped up in shooting and practice. So I think we have, you know, 7 girls that are going to be rotating in and out, and all 7 of those are not scared to shoot the ball.
You started out the season against Plainville coming up on Friday night. The Lady Cardinals in the past have been pretty good. I know that the last year is kind of a down year for them, but when you look at Plainville, I know they struggled a little bit in volleyball this year, obviously, but what are some of the things that they'll bring to the table? What are you expecting from them Friday night?
Well, that'll be a whole new team there because I know they're really trying to get numbers out. And I know when I went to my volleyball meeting, they were trying to get enough to even have a team, you know, But I think since then they've come up with I think 11 maybe or something like that as far as girls able to play, and so we're looking forward to that. And what we know about them is very little. I think they're going to be very inexperienced, and hopefully we can take advantage of that.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of Smith Center Lady Red basketball team, here on the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you again for joining us. Best of luck as you start the season Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, invites you to attend our upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
And welcome back here on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Patrick Miller, the new head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team, joining us here on Katy Country 94. Patrick, first of all, thanks for taking some time. We're glad to have you with us to talk Redmond basketball. Looking at your squad, I know it was a tough year last year, 1-18 finish. You were an assistant on that team and the JV coach as well, so you're familiar with these kids, and we're able to have the transition here into the head coaching role. I know you're going to have to replace Griffin Kugler, who provided a lot of points for you last year, but how are practices looking so far with the guys that you do have back and the effort that they're putting in?
I think practices are going really well. We have a few people back that played a lot of time last year, and those individuals have been putting in the work to become better, and just competing in general in practice is what they've been really focusing on this year so far.
Like you said, guys that are coming back, Nolan Lehman, a senior for you this year, averaged 7 points a game. And then Wyatt Overmiller was just a freshman, and he averaged 8 points a game for you last year. And Tarek Kelch, a sophomore and now a junior, that's back for you. How much do you rely on those guys that actually do have the starting experience to kind of lead your team and maybe get some of these younger kids some veteran leadership as you move on throughout the season?
I think our team is going to rely on them a lot. They have the experience, and they've been in those games and in those situations. So they are taking a leading role in where the team is going to be going. So it's going to be a big thing for those individuals to step up and fill the role that was left from the seniors that left last year.
Has it been a pretty easy transition for you as an assistant coach to go back into this year and be the head coach and kind of lead this group?
It's been a good thing that I was around the kids last year, so that way I already have a decent idea of what some of the kids can do and what their specialty or their role is going to be. Those roles will change, but at least I have an idea because I've been working with these kids for several years.
You open the season at Plainville, Mid-Con League coming up on Friday night. The Cardinals are a team that, you know, last year maybe not the kind of season that they would normally have. I think they won 5 games last year, and obviously you're familiar with them in the league and get a chance to play them. But just looking at Plainville this year and some of the things that you know about the Cardinals from the past, what are you expecting to see on Friday?
Well, I expect them to be well-coached because I feel like they're always well-coached, and I just expect them to do the little things well. And so we just need to match that and see where things fall when we compete with them. It's just going to be about competing. And if we can compete, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to be in the game at the end, and that's what we want.
Patrick Miller, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team. Coach, we certainly thank you again for taking the time. We'll look forward to chatting Redmond basketball with you this season, and best of luck Friday night against Plainville.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, invites you to attend our upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC.
And welcome to the Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, coming in off of a year last year, we went 14-4. You do lose a good group of seniors from that team. Rainey Raby, Madeline Davis really did a lot for you, and then Bison Westbrook as well. So just kind of looking back and now moving forward with what you have coming back this season, what are your thoughts on how practices have gone with the group that you do have back and what you're looking forward to here in 2021-22?
You know, I think some of these younger girls are going to have to step up pretty quick. I had a couple seniors that didn't go out, so it's really going to affect the depth of this team. And if we get into any kind of foul trouble, you know, if it's an aggressive game, up and down game, that depth is really going to come into play for us. But I'm hoping that a couple of these younger girls, the freshman class, will step up and be ready to go. And I did have a senior go out this year that hadn't played for me last year, but she's looking really good too. So, you know, having said all that, I think we're going to be an okay team. And I think how far this team will go depends on the development of the youth. And we'll just kind of see what takes place.
You have some veterans coming back as far as experience is concerned. Tori Slavic back for you as a junior there in the post. And then Cameron Ritzke played a lot for you as a freshman. She's back as a sophomore. Alexis Holling and Sydney Ruster, a couple of girls that have gotten a little bit of playing time for you as well over the past couple of years. Just kind of looking at them, how big do you or how much do you need to rely on them to be leaders for you?
Every bit of it. I mean, they've really got to step up, you know, and I think Ritzky's probably she's a good vocal leader. You know, Slavic, she doesn't say a whole lot, but her intentions are real good out there and always helpful to these younger girls. So, but like I say, Cameron's really taking the bull by the horns and saying, let's get after this and keep going and kind of pushing them. So that's what we're going to need. And to develop Ritzky and Slavic and Hauling and Rust even better, we need those younger girls to step up just so we can get improvement out of the older girls.
You open up with Chase coming up on Friday. The Cats, a team that went just 2-15 last year, so you know, struggled a bit from that realm. But when you look at your team and taking on Chase, what do you expect to see from them Friday night?
I don't know. I tell you what, after Monday's practice, I was a little bit concerned with how things were going for us. But I think if we go down there and play some good ball, we're going to be okay. But like I said, there's going to be some surprises this year, and there's going to be some disappointments. So hopefully we get off to a good start and we don't have too many hiccups along the way.
Darren Groundholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. I'm going to keep you on. We're going to talk about boys basketball coming up in the next segment with Darren Groundholtz from Thunder Ridge.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Darren Groundholtz. He's the assistant coach for the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team, stepping in place of Devon Branch this week. We'll be talking with Devon down the line here this season. Coach, as you move on here with the boys, a good group coming back. You saw a lot of improvement as the season went on last year. You finished 6-11, but just looking at the guys that are back, pretty much everybody except for Kyler Seaman, who provided a lot for you, and Jacob Barnes as well as a senior. But just looking at this group, what do you expect to see from coming up this season?
So far, it's been very pleasant. I mean, all three practices that we've had, or two, I should say, we just started Monday and just kind of starting to throw things together. So, I mean, they really are picking up everything that we did last year, and which is good. But like I say, there's some really good athletes out there. And, you know, it's a Smith County curse maybe up here that we have football players, but still they're doing some nice things out there on the basketball court for us, and hopefully we can kind of build and develop some of these younger guys, because we're going to need to replace Dylan and Dalton for a while before they can get onto the floor from football injuries. So right now it's been a pleasant surprise.
So I mentioned Dylan Bice again. He had the injury late there in football season in the sub-state game. And like you said, Dalton out a little bit right now as well. But you do have veterans and guys like Jace Randall, Caleb Langeblast has spent a lot of time, Jaden Stafford, those kind of guys that are going to help lead your team. Just when you look at what they're doing, how do you feel about the development of those younger guys that are now older veterans?
Doing real good. And you know, they're great leaders as well, you know, and doing some super things. And right now I've got, you know, Jace Randall running point guard for us. He didn't practice with us last night. But Jaden Stauffer, he took over that position and doing a real nice job, you know, just kind of being the quarterback for the team. So these guys are really, they're very competitive. And, you know, when it comes to competition and things like this, they want to get things done. So, you know, whatever means necessary a lot of times. And they're developing some of these young guys and doing a great job of it.
As we talked about with the girls, boys headed down to Chase coming up on Friday night as well. It's the same record for the boys last year for Chase. They were 2-15. And I know they've typically had some an athlete here or there on the boys' side, but what do you want to see from the group there in that first game against Chase on the road on Friday night?
I want to see non-football plays. You know, I think that's going to be one of the issues that we've been talking about, you know, trying to transfer and switch into basketball mode and not get into foul trouble because, you know, we're we are a little deeper than what the girls are. However, I don't want to use that depth if I don't need to, you know. I'd like to try to keep these guys in a basketball mode, you know, and not get too aggressive as far as that goes. But I think we're going to see some good things this year out of this team.
Thunder Ridge Coach Darren Groneholtz here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and we'll chat with you again next week, all right?
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kentington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.